I realize that a lot of women who do business for a very long time tend to be hardened by business. And along with that comes a lot of things. Like if you work with men, it is normal. I realize that even if you're in your 50s, guys will want to sleep with you.
Entrepreneurs love talking about business. However, it's no secret there's also so many things they love talking about which are not about business. In the Sea of Business podcasts, none of your business is a refreshing break, a surprise kiss, an afternoon fizz. Through Carla Singson's cheeky and radical takes on mundane and principle-heavy topics, you'll gain insights that guarantee you something to talk about on your first Tinder date, while visiting grandma, or if you want to impress your new boss. Big thanks to Proximity Outsourcing for sponsoring this episode. Outsource the most tedious tasks in your business, such as data management, appointment setting, and creatives, for less than $12 an hour, fully managed. Visit ProximityOutsourcing.com for more info. Tired of business podcasts? Tune in to None of Your Business. New episodes weekly.
Hey guys, good morning. This is Carla and happy new year to everyone. We are back, B-A-C-K, back from our season break. Actually, the season break was a little bit longer than I thought it would go for. I think I stopped recording and uploading mid-November, and then December, I intend to do a season break every December, but I'm still right here. I love this podcast and I love having these conversations with people that I respect, people I look up to. And I also love, you know, hearing all of these kind words from my listeners and my audience whenever, you know, they come across my content on social media. I know that some of you guys really enjoy this podcast. So thank you so much for all of your super sweet messages. Of course, I want to do a shout out for Proximity Outsourcing, proximityoutsourcing.com. If you're looking to grow your online business fast and easy, hire a turnkey remote team or maybe a sole virtual assistant or a sole remote professional from Proximity Outsourcing. All you need to do is visit the website, book a call on the calendar. I was going to say Calendly, and then I started saying calendar. Then I said calendar. So book a call on our calendar, and one of my team members will reach out to give you advice on what you need to outsource. And if it's a good fit to work together, then we'll give you our recommendation, what it would look like to work with us. But if it's not a good fit, then we'll still give you advice and we'll help you get to the solution that you need for your business. So that's proximityoutsourcing.com. Definitely check them out. The reason why I really enjoy this podcast is because I have a whole team behind me, matching me with guests, taking care of my publishing, show notes, editing, everything. So I just really enjoy my favorite part of the podcast, which is to show up and record with these amazing people. And speaking of amazing people, this is a super special episode because I sat down with a couple. Their names are Val and Catherine Domingo. They are based in Davao City, Philippines, and they're actually one of the most famous financial literacy influencers in the Philippines. They have a very active TikTok account, Facebook account, and of course their own podcast. And I'm going to link all of those in the show notes, so you guys better check them out. They give a lot of amazing content about financial literacy, financial planning, financial independence, parenting, family, and, you know, just living a life by design. So an intentional living, which is really, really kind of my big thing after everything that I went through in 2023. So one of the highlights of my year was getting married. And getting married is not only a joyous and romantic activity or undertaking, it is also a financial partnership. So in this podcast, there's a little bit of kamustahan, as we say it in Filipino. It means like a little bit of small talk, catching up. And I also shared some thoughts about my wedding, about entering the married world, having awkward financial conversations with a lawyer, planning a pretty pricey destination wedding in one of the most coveted destination wedding places in the world, which is Cancun, Mexico. And we talk a little bit about investments, savings, and really doing this partnership with full intention in mind, not just for you, but also for your partner. So I thought it would be cool. You know, they're an amazing couple. They're great role models and they're great financial planners. And of course, I'm a newbie in this marriage life thing. And so we were able to really bounce off a few ideas and share some thoughts around the topic. So I hope you guys enjoy it. If you do, feel free to share it with your partner or give us a comment or reply to this podcast. You can already do that even inside the Spotify platform. Once again, thank you so much, and I hope you enjoy this episode. See you soon.
Welcome back to Sunday's Best with Val
and Kathy,
the podcast where we talk about intentional living
for better parenting and better relationships. And today we are joined by Carla Singson. She's a very good friend, an award-winning writer, speaker, and entrepreneur. And she has started and grown multiple physical and online ventures in her 15 years of experience in the business arena. One of her recent wins is growing her outsourcing company from zero to $1 million company in a year without spending anything on ads. And currently, she coaches Filipino entrepreneurs in living a life by design with focus on business growth, mindset development, and personal freedom. She just recently entered the world of married people. I love this. And in this episode, she shares her lessons in owning a business as the ultimate symbol of devotion to her husband, planning a destination wedding in Cancun, Mexico, awkward conversations with a lawyer, and managing investments in multiple countries. So let's give it up to Carla Singson Booth. Welcome to the show, Carla.
Thanks, Kathy, and thanks, Val. Yep. I'm so excited to be here. It's so funny because we always talk about random things, no? And then now we're doing it in front of the camera.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm so nervous.
Wow, Carla Singson, but nervous.
I need to censor myself now.
Don't worry, we can always edit a lot of the things that we're going to talk about today.
Yeah.
Carla, would you like to turn around your microphone first?
Yeah,
because
sorry.
I don't
yeah,
think
perfect.
That it's picking up.
Perfect.
All right. So, Carla, it's been a while since we sat down together like this, face to face. I remember that we actually sat down with you during the preparation for our anniversary wedding way back in 2015. That was a long
2015
time.
Na yon? Grabe.
Yeah.
Oh, tagal na pala.
8 years. Oh my God. That was like 5 boyfriends ago.
Really?
For me.
OMG.
So what's up with you after 8 long years?
Yeah, so I finally found someone to scam. Joke lad. I got married 2 months ago. I think that's the newest thing.
Congratulations.
Thank
and best
you.
Wishes.
Of course, you guys are one of my role models. In fact, I will file my adoption papers so that you will adopt me. But someone has adopted me first, my husband. I think, you know, it also crossed the pandemic, no?
Mm-hmm.
So we both of us experienced a lot of changes. So, one of my businesses definitely took a very bad dive, my events company, during the pandemic. But it was also an opportunity for me to grow my online business, which is, you know, as with the theme of this podcast, intentional living, I realized also that I've always had the intention of owning a business that I can do anywhere.
Wow.
So in a way, the pandemic actually forced me to do that. Yeah.
Nice. While everyone else is setting their offices or their businesses here in the Philippines, ikaw naman yung tipo na pumunta pa sa, you know, other country and really set up your business there. I mean, what made you, you know, do that?
Yeah, so I started traveling in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the first country I visited outside of the Philippines is Australia. No?
Mm.
And when I got there, I think nagkataon lang din, that it was a first world country.
Mm-hmm.
It's
right.
Very modern. I was in Sydney. And oh my God, my Dabawenya Bisaya mind was just blown away because of how like advanced it was, how clean.
Mm-hmm.
Alam mo yun, there was just a lot of things that I realized was possible, and it really changed something in me. And when I got home, I realized I need to do something
mm-hmm.
that gives me that freedom.
Wow.
And ever since then, I've always treated parang personal freedom as my main value.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I divided it into three. Freedom of time, financial freedom, and freedom from the opinions
mm-hmm.
of others.
Wow.
So, yeah, because if you know, watched my journey to
mm-hmm.
the people who are just following me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always really, I've always not followed what most people did. No, I didn't
mm-hmm.
get a corporate job or a regular job. I didn't. In fact,
mm-hmm.
I actually resigned from one of my most stable jobs
mm-hmm.
because they decided to impose a dress code. So
mm.
that's a pretty stupid thing to do, no? Just resigning. It's very rebellious. It's like who did I think I was?
Yeah.
No, it's a little it's arrogant.
Mm.
No, I don't recommend doing that, guys. Like yeah, keep your jobs. But and I've always tried things and failed at things,
mm-hmm.
But I just kept going.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So much so for the non-conformist Carla. And
right.
I think a lot of your Filipino audience and followers
mm-hmm.
have known you for that kind of attitude and behavior, right?
Yes.
And
yeah,
they love you
so.
For that, diba? Your non-radical approach to doing business and, of
mm-hmm.
course, really creating your brand. And that's something that a lot of people are actually emulating right now,
right.
Diba?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of influencers in the social media are actually doing that
mm-hmm.
Not conform to
mm-hmm.
whatever a lot of people would really require of their image or their
right.
brand to be.
Right.
So that's good, and it's also noteworthy, no? Na yun nga, parang you decided to somehow explore doing business outside the country
yeah.
when
right.
a lot of people and sometimes even foreigners are actually doing businesses here in the Philippines.
Right.
Ikaw, you really took the plunge to. explore
yeah.
The international market.
Mm-hmm.
So what's exciting about really exploring about going about business in the international scene?
Yeah, I would say that it's, first of all, I want people to know it's not hard. It's not
mm-hmm.
difficult, especially with the internet. You
mm-hmm.
can, anyone can make a website. You can pay a fresh grad $100 to make your
yep.
website,
mm-hmm.
no, 5,000 pesos. And that's really not a lot. Everyone has an extra $5,000 if they, 5,000 pesos. If they really want it,
mm-hmm.
if they really want this thing,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people spend that on a pair of shoes
yeah.
or a watch, no? But so with the website, you can do anything. And if you have, if you find a problem
mm-hmm.
that people, that you want to solve and that people are willing to pay money for, that's really it. That's a business.
Mm-hmm.
And how my outsourcing company started is I started going in conferences
mm-hmm.
and overseas, and then every time they learn that I'm Filipina, they ask me, can you help me find a VA or a virtual assistant? And I would tell them, that's not what I do. I'm
mm.
actually a copywriter. I'm a writer because I've identified as a writer for
mm.
a very long time. And then they said, oh, yeah, but can you just help me? Because I don't know anyone in the
Perfect.
Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did is I just went to like my alumni board in
mm.
In Ateneo. And I just kind of hired from there to make it easy for me. Because it's not that I think, you know, my bias towards my own school is the values
yeah.
formation
mm-hmm.
that we had. And,
mm-hmm.
and in my opinion, that was like an advantage to make it easy for me
mm-hmm.
because I didn't do that. I'm not a recruiter. And then and then he was very happy. I got him a virtual assistant. He recommended me to his friends. And I did 3 projects that I didn't ask money
mm-hmm.
for. They would send me Amazon gift card or a
wow.
bonus on PayPal.
Oh.
And then I started to say, you know what? I need to charge money. I need to take this seriously. Okay. Mm. So that's how I started. And then, so I would say, you know, the lesson is it's easy. You know, there are a lot of websites, a lot of Facebook groups now where you can do business online or sell your services online. Even, you know, as a brain exercise, even if you're a financial advisor, even if you're a Filipino, if you want to give financial advice to an American, to someone in the UK, a lot of principles are the same.
Yes.
Right. You know, you can really help these people. There's a way to help them.
Mm-hmm.
So find, that is really the alignment. Now, find a problem that you like solving, and then people who are willing to pay money for it.
Wow.
And then just connect that, because a lot of people have a passion, but they don't know how to sell it, no?
Yeah.
So that's when it's not a business, it's
just a
passion.
Interesting. I love it that you were able to, you know, bridge the gap between the problem and then giving the solution and then, you know, like charge money for that. So that's already a business.
Yeah.
And why was it, parang curious lang ako, bakit parang you had to transfer or you have to relocate to Mexico to make it happen or maybe like set up a business there?
Yeah. You know what? For our audience now, I relocated in Mexico 2 years ago. So I've been living there 2.5 years now. And I love the Philippines. I'm so spoiled here. all the food that I want is here.
Nagaraya.
Nagaraya. You know, remember the overdose. The Nagaraya overdose.
Course,
Donuts. Everything I like. Jollibee Chicken Joy.
Of course.
So everything I like is here. Life is easy. Everyone speaks my language. But one thing that I realized actually when I came home, just this past few weeks, I met people. I asked my friends, what's new? Now, what's new with Davao? Who are the marketing experts? I actually asked that question. Who are the marketing experts in Davao? And I heard certain names. And these people, I know them, and I saw they don't even leave the country. So how do they upgrade their knowledge? You know? How do they? How do you find new tactics, right? And most of all, how can you be around people who are have the same energy?
Right.
I am spoiled. No, my own friends are very growth minded. Like if I live in your house, I'm sure I will grow. I don't have to leave the country or go to Mexico because you guys have that mindset. But unfortunately, most people don't have that mindset.
Yeah.
So I had to seek it out. Otherwise, I'll also be stuck and I'll always be talking to my friends and eventually we'll run out of things to talk about.
Yes.
Right? So I think changing your environment really has changes something in you, like at a cellular level, and then it starts to change your standards. And of course, in terms of advancements, Mexico is very close to US. And so I used to live in the States, but during the pandemic, the political chatter was very bad, and so and I wanted to live near the beach, so I decided why not, diba? And I think the other big thing for me during the pandemic was, just like with everyone, is I started to ask myself about what I really want in life, and I thought about my ideal retirement, and I realized I want to live near a beach. I want to live an easy life. I want to have access to sauna, cold plunge every day, to like hormone-free organic food. I want to hire my own chef. And I was able to do all of that in Mexico.
Nice.
And I'm like, why wait? Why wait for retirement when I'm old and I can't appreciate this? So, I can do this naman pala. And it's not even that expensive. So
Hashtag sana all.
I love it that you actually found the secret to enjoying the three things that you really wanted, no? Yung sabi mo na time freedom, financial freedom, and of course freedom from the dictates of other people's opinion about you. And you connected it to really growing yourself. That's also one of the reasons why we actually embraced intentional living, because that's one of the reasons, that's one of the steps that you can actually take, anyone can actually take, in order for them to really experience freedom or success in their life. lives, which is really to grow themselves, right, probably experience new things, go out there, go out of your comfort zone so that you'll be able to really experience the world. Ako personally, I really love going outside the country to learn new things.
Right.
In fact, my life coaching and all of these things that I've been doing as far as personal empowerment is concerned, I only didn't get the idea or the principles that I actually teach my coaches here in the Philippines, but I also get it from trainings outside the Philippines.
Exactly.
For me, I get to experience how people are actually doing it, other people are doing it. So it's good that you actually are sharing to our audience right now that we can stay here in the Philippines, and yet we can continue to grow by exploring and exposing ourselves to different experiences abroad. Of course, the culture, the cuisine, and whatever practices that they actually have as far as their business is concerned. So that's I guess that's one of the biggest tip that we can actually give to our audience right now, if they really want to expand, to grow their business, to grow themselves personally and professionally as well, is really to go out of the country and experience all of these things. Good job.
I think when Carla transferred or relocated to Mexico, I was just saying she's too big for the Philippines. She wanted to go out, you know, like explore the world. And I think what you're saying right now, sharing to us about intentional living, living life by design, it's something that we can really resonate with. That's why siguro we've been friends, right? We've been so aligned with in terms of values, the kind of life that we want to live. And speaking of intentional living, parang ito ay sabi ko sa kanya kanina, parang I've never thought of Carla to be a married woman. Like when I met her, she's so parang on the go, daming ginagawa, sabay-sabay and everything. And I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, I think you mentioned also somehow that, you know, like getting married was not really one of the things that you wanted to do.
Yeah.
And yet I saw you doing cooking, you know, like cooking
housewives of Davao.
Like that. Right? Parang sabi ko, wow, nag-iba na si Carla.
Arranging the table.
What was
the fine dining setup? Grabe, no?
What was the change all about? How what was the shift?
You know what? That's definitely a journey. And it's, you know, I think it's a different topic, but altogether. But I think it's mostly because I realize a lot of things also going into therapy. You know? I realize that a lot of women who do business for a very long time tend to be hardened by business. And along with that comes a lot of things. Like if you work with men, it is normal. I realize that even if you're in your 50s, guys will want to sleep with you. Parang it will never stop. You just have to, like, I start, every birthday, I always think, I'm getting older, no one will hit on me na, no one will be a maniac, but it still keeps going. So, parang, and then I remember my mom telling me, she's like, no, you know, jokingly, like, my mom has a dark humor. Jokingly, she said, even grandmas get raped, no? So, hashtag trigger alert, but trigger warning. But, like, it was her way of saying that, you know, you just gotta know how to protect yourself or act around men. So, I realized that a lot of women, when they do business for a very long time, they're hardened by business because they deal with men a lot. So they have walls. Their walls are high. And then we have to do a lot of go in the business. It's like make decisions, you know, figure out payroll, talk about taxes. And a lot of these activities are very masculine. Male energy. it's parang going, it's like in the hunting times, diba? It's the men that hunted. And we're doing it. Women are doing it because, unfortunately, a lot of societies don't have strong men. And if you look actually at the culture of the Philippines, where a lot of moms become OFWs, leave their, that's very unnatural for even in the animal kingdom, that the moms to leave their babies to get food, that's very unnatural, but we're driven to do that because we're poor.
Yeah.
And ako, I became a breadwinner
I had to be, right. Yeah, I had to really be, think about money all the time. I need to hustle. And to be honest, it was fun because it was also fulfilling my parents' vision. My parents always had a vision of me na I can do anything I want. I will become a millionaire, ganon. And they always believed in me. So there was, I was getting a lot of rewards from different places. And then I realized that I just parang sat with myself and I thought about what are the things that I actually enjoy doing.
Yeah.
You know? So one of my businesses is a flower shop. And if I'm stressed, I actually go and arrange the flowers myself.
Wow.
And then during the pandemic, when I was stuck in a different country, I missed Filipino food. I started cooking. And I started being more scientific with it and enjoying it until it became intuitive.
Wow.
And now I can proudly say that there's probably nothing I don't know how to cook, no? But really, like I've built the intuition vibe. And it's not that hard, no? It's just salt and pepper and me. And magic sarap. And then I realized that there were certain activities that really made me happy, and it was actually more softer activities, more relaxing. I realized that I like reading, I like taking care of plants.
Wow.
And then I also realized, when did I start feeling this? And it was also when I met my husband.
Wow.
Who was a very protective presence in my life, who always says, I got you.
Wow.
You know, ganon. So I think that's also one bonus of, you know, leaving your own country. There's like 100 other races out there. If you can't find your match here, not everyone can be as lucky as Kathy and Val. No, so yeah, it's sorry for the monologue. I think in general, no, like men and women are wired very differently, and we have our own parang parang roles, but also I think it depends on where you are in life. If something happens to my family, I will hustle. I will not care if what I'm doing is feminine or masculine. I will do what I need to do. So something like that.
Wow. Have you ever thought ba talaga that you'll get married to a foreigner, or was it really part of your parang I'm gonna get married with a blue-eyed guy or something?
Actually, no. And you know, I still have my Filipino celebrity crushes. Patrick Garcia, if you're listening. I'm just kidding.
OMG.
I'm not homewrecker. Piola Pascual.
Oh my gosh.
No, but like it's not, I think they're a part of me. I'm only speaking for myself. I don't want to be canceled or be called racist to my own people. But I think the values that I align with are more in line with like more Western values, but specifically more like conservative Western values or like American or whatever you call it. Because my husband belongs to a very conservative family. They are a very tight-knit family, big family. In fact, our wedding was like 95% his family. In Mexico, there's a big family, and then there's blended families, two first wife, second wife, and they all love each other.
Wow.
They live harmoniously. And I didn't know that I would be marrying someone from a different race. But if you think about it, di ba parang statistically, if you've opened up your options, then the probability of marrying your own race or a Filipino, a fellow Filipino, will slowly shrink the more people you meet.
Correct.
Especially, I'm not here all the time.
Correct. No?
I guess with your stature and of course with your personality, not just the openness, but it's really the personality of Carla. It would be fitting to actually find your life partner in a different country.
Yeah.
Probably somebody who can really somehow manage you and
exactly.
lead you.
That's the
right? Manage you and lead you, and at the same time understand how powerful you are as an entrepreneur. Not just as an entrepreneur, but also as a woman. Now, probably my question would be, what are the challenges that you actually experience being married to a different race? Of course, you being an Asian, a Filipina, for that matter. Mm. So I'm sure there are different. Yeah. Kami pa nga lang eh, di ba?
Exactly.
To
different family.
Culture. Minsan nagkakaroon ng ano ng disagreements.
That's true.
For sure. Being miles apart when you were born
will
also be a factor in terms of conflicts or probably challenges or struggles in the relationship. So what are the things that you've experienced so far?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I have one stark example that I got. So this is so funny because I always would like cry about this, but I hate eating alone. No, unless I have to or I'm traveling, so I'm alone. No, if I have a partner, I would always want to eat together. And it's kind of our bonding moment. No phones, diba? Something like that. And I also, my mom also trained me na parang, if your husband is hungry, you have to make him food any time of the day. Even if you're asleep, you have to wake up and make food. My mom used to do that for my dad.
Wow.
And they had a great relationship all throughout. And it's honestly, it's not a big thing. Val is liking this conversation. He's gonna G-cash me some money later.
Edit that.
Yeah, so my mom was like, even if you're asleep or so tired or whatever you're doing, you have to make food for your husband. Because it's such a small thing. But of course, but anytime you need money, your husband should also give you money. And even if he's asleep, no? that's the scam. Anyway, So I practiced that. No, I practiced that. I would make food for Alex, even if he's drunk. Yeah. He would, and I was asleep now because he was out with his friends. Sometimes, when you're drunk, it's so nice to eat food, warm food before you go to sleep.
Yes.
And then he was just working. He was not minding me, and I would prepare food for lunch.
Wow.
And then he would say like, "Oh, I'm not really hungry right now. I'm just gonna eat later." And then I would get hurt. Because like I made this food, it's still warm. Oh, it's still warm. Especially if I'm making like a dish na parang hours, no, like bulalo. I boiled this for 3 hours, and you know, and sometimes I would cry. It was so funny. If it's like a certain time of the month, I would like my hormones are crazy. I'd cry. And then he was like, "What is wrong?" And then I'm like, "I just want us to eat together. I don't like eating alone." And then he was like, "Oh, okay. Well, I didn't mean. I just wasn't hungry. You know, it's not that I think your food is bad, or I am abandoning you." It's like you know. So he's using therapy lingo. And then eventually, I told him about it, and I told him about like in our culture. I mean, family eating. You know, in the same table is a big thing, and you know, something like that. And then sometimes he would watch football on his phone while we're eating, and it would also piss me off.
It's a no-no.
Exactly. And so now, you know, we adjusted around it.
Nice.
So that was like one thing. And then I think the other things are related to family.
Yeah.
Related to family. And then the other challenges, dating someone from a different culture.
Yeah.
You know, to be fair, earlier in our relationship, we had that conversation.
Yes.
But I grew up in a very different place.
Yeah.
You grew up in a very different place. We're going to have fights because of our differences. Like, we had that conversation.
Wow.
We're going to have fights. Even siblings who grew up in the same house, they fight. So we just have to be, you know, be kind to each other. And he used to say this. Give each other the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
He always says that.
Mm.
So, parang never think that the person is against you, no matter what they're saying.
Nice.
And then the other layer to this is English is not my first language.
Mm.
So there are certain words that I can't find. You know, when you're mad, like, "I can't English." You can't find a specific word that accurately describes it, or you're so mad so you just can't think properly. And thinking in your second language is different.
Correct.
No? When I used to date my Filipino boyfriend, we would yell at each other, no, like very fast, because we were in our mother tongue. But now, no, sometimes that is the other challenge.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fighting,
wow.
In your own language. Yeah, and in relation to that, have you had like money fights as well? Or like you had that conversation early on as well? Yeah, actually, to be honest, we didn't have the conversation early on because we had a lot of fun. You know, we partied a lot. We were in Mexico. But when we were... Well, we had a quick engagement, though. We got together. So I met him January 2022. And then we dated for a few months. And then we were official July 2022. And then we got engaged February. So this was like 7 months, no? Mm-hmm. But we're both at an age, we're both in our mid-30s. So we're both at an age that we really know what we want. Mm-hmm. And we're not dating to sleep around. So I would rather be home writing in my journal than date someone who's not marriage material.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess it started when we started talking about marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, how it started is when he used to work for Amazon. And when Amazon was teasing the fact that they would have to go back to office.
Ooh.
And then I told him, well, I don't want to leave Mexico, you know. And he also said, no, I don't want to leave Mexico. Mm. And I don't want to leave you. And I don't want to force you to move to Seattle because you don't like it there. I also don't want to be forced to, you know, I want to be here. And then he said, but there's a loophole in my contract.
Yeah.
If I'm with my family. And then I said, yes.
Ooh.
And then he said, well, you need to be my family. And I'm like, okay. And so he was like, so you're okay if we get married so that I can stay here? And then I didn't know how to feel. It's like, is this a proposal? Am I going to cry? Or like, this sounds lame. Like, I'm getting asked to marry him because of his job.
So that he can stay. Yeah.
And then so we started like crying, of course. But he was like, but this is not my proposal. I will give you a proper proposal. But this is my intention. So
nice.
I think after that conversation, we started to align things. No, we bought a property in Cancun. Last year, before we were married, but in Mexico, you can co-own a property before you are married. So even friends can co-own a property.
Mm.
So we bought that property. We started to show each other our, you know, our bank accounts. He saw my my skyscraper of credit card debts.
Oh, no.
My shopping bills. No, but...
Nice.
Yeah, so we showed everything. We showed our debts. We showed our like investments, and we both the lucky thing was like we were both kind of in equal footing in terms of assets ownership.
Mm.
So I would say that made it easier.
Mm.
I think, you know, caveat for our listeners, if it was there's a big disparity, it would be a much harder conversation.
Yeah, especially if you're coming from different financial backgrounds, right?
Yes, exactly.
But the good thing about both of you are you're both entrepreneurs and at the same time, both successful at your respective careers. So somehow you kind of speak the same language when it comes to finances. It's good that you mentioned that having conversations around the things that somehow would bring a lot of differences or conflicts in the relationship, you'll be able to sit it down and then talk to each other how you're going to move forward based on those differences, so that it will no longer be a source of conflict within the within the relationship. So I guess that's one of the things that's very important in terms of really building up intentional relationships, to really talk about whatever you really want to do to forge the relationship ahead. So kudos.
I mean we definitely got lucky in that scenario, but I would say as another kind of tip for our listeners and viewers is quietly watch how your partner treats debt.
So
one of my experiences when I was single is I dated guys that have debt, and it's normal. You don't have to be embarrassed about debt, especially in the States where almost everyone has to have a student loan to go to college. I remember dating this guy who was older than me and he still had student loans. And he didn't take a medical degree, which or a law, you know, like a second degree after your undergrad. And so he just casually mentioned it, his student loans, and then I was like, oh, you have student loans. And then, how is it? So I started to, like, act dumb and, like, oh, how does that work? Because in the Philippines, we don't have that.
Yep.
You know, and he told me about it. And he talked in such a way that he doesn't care, or he wanted to just, how do I say this? He wanted to just, you know, let it slide.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you know, I'll just keep brushing this under the rug. Yeah, that's a perfect term.
Mm-hmm.
And not act like it's not happening.
Ooh.
And but like that debt is gonna accrue an interest. It's gonna, you're gonna burden, like, are you gonna burden your children with your stupid student loan? And
true.
It's not that this guy didn't make money. No, it just wasn't his priority.
Ah.
So, of course, I didn't quiz him on that. But in my head, I'm like, oh, this
red
guy
flag.
And I, yeah, we don't have the same values.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's unkind.
Mm.
I'm not saying he's not a good person. But we have different money values.
Yeah.
So, there are also, I've also been with someone who is a very good salesperson, and he makes a lot of money, but he has no savings and no investments. He just spends all his money every month.
Geez.
And sometimes I don't even, how did you spend $70,000 this month? I don't get it. I don't get it. You know, it's so wasteful. So that I also realized that that guy and I, we don't have the same money values. And, you know, so I think money values is very, very, very important when finding your partner. Because whether you accept it or not, money is a huge part of life.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's going to be part of your life together, right?
Forever, yeah, and together. Exactly.
Well, speaking of having your both of your money values into the marriage, become one, how do you deal with your finances? I hope you don't mind.
Yeah,
right?
No, it's fine.
Because that's one of the things that we actually talked about in our previous episodes, whether married couples or people who got into a relationship or marriage relationship should join or put their money together so that they'll be able to cover some of the expenses within the household. So, of course, considering that you are earning your own money and he's earning his own money, how does the financial setup in your new
household
yeah,
I know.
happen
what a
right
word.
Now?
Yeah, so because we both make our own money, obviously we still have and keep our personal separate bank accounts. We have expenses, certain expenses in the household, you know, like this payment here, this payment there.
Yeah.
We don't compute it to the dot, but we mostly kind of split it. I would say it's not equal. Alam niyo na sino yung mas malaki. Di ako. But obviously, it's not like to the dot. But we try to, oh, this is your responsibility.
Yeah.
The car payment is your responsibility. The electricity is your responsibility. And then in our investments, we go 50-50.
Nice.
Because legally, we also own 50-50 of it. So we do 50-50 on our investments and properties. And for bills, it's mostly him. Bills, everyday stuff, and big payments.
Nice.
So like the wedding, for example, was his gift to me.
Nice.
Like he spent for the wedding, and his condition was just give me the least amount of headache as possible and I will pay anything you want. But also don't, you know, he also said that I trust you.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's why it's important to have money values, right?
Correct.
Because it's not that, even if, you know, I wouldn't call ourselves rich or, you know, multi-millionaires.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't call ourselves that. But we live comfortably, Liba. But I would say even if your husband or your partner is very, very rich, he also needs to trust you that you will not be unwise with the money. So I think that trust was also helpful when he was like, yeah, I'll pay everything, anything, but I trust you to be wise because this is our money. And so anything I can get on sale, I tried to get it. No? Like, you know, like I bought some things from Amazon and I waited for like the Prime Day to get this thing or, you know, this particular sale. So that's our arrangement. And because we live in different countries, we haven't opened a joint bank account yet because we need a bank that is present in the Philippines, Mexico, and U.S.
I
think right now it's only HSBC, but we're trying to still see if there are other options. But it's definitely in the,
interesting,
in our future.
Yeah,
and speaking of the wedding, you mentioned that it was a destination wedding, at the same time, very expensive. How was it? Like being an events coordinator, you were the one who actually organized our 15th wedding anniversary. How was it? Like planning your own wedding?
Oh my God. How do people get married more than once? Like, this is so stressful. I would say I definitely learned a lot. Definitely being an event planner or a wedding organizer put me in a, it gave me a head start.
Nice.
I learned certain principles, but there are definitely a lot of things that I didn't realize. Like first, how expensive it is to get married in Cancun, Mexico.
Ooh.
Because for us, it's our home. We live there. But for the rest of the world, literally the whole world wants to go there and honeymoon there. Diba? Like Cancun and Cabo are like at the top 10 honeymoon destinations in the world. Everything was overpriced, I would say. Yes.
Overpriced.
It was overpriced. So I'll give you a few examples without revealing too much. We ordered 60 coconuts with our names engraved on it. Because we thought it was cute. No, it had a little straw. I'll show you the picture so we can show it in the video. 60 coconuts was $300.
Oh my goodness.
My goodness.
15,000 pesos for 60 coconuts. Are you
sana sa
kidding
Philippines
me?
Na lang, diba?
Are you giving me coconut trees?
Grabe.
Yeah, it was crazy. And then a churro card, like a whole day churro card would be like $500.
Okay.
You know? It wasn't even a whole day, it was like 3 hours, something like that. And then there were just certain things like because they really tried to get the most money out of you. Like in the open bar, for example, the options were 1 hour open bar or 9 hours.
Wow.
And we were like, there's nothing in between. Like, yeah, this is the option. It's like, of course, I'm gonna get 9 hours open bar. What am I gonna do with 1 hour open bar? My guests will gossip about me forever. So definitely prepare a budget. Read as much as you can on Reddit, Quora, and I also actually write a blog about this someday, or a different podcast episode. General wedding advice: have a budget. Plus 30%. Because there's always little things, especially if it's your first marriage, diba? Did you experience the same with your wedding? Like your initial budget, it was still
of course.
There's
like,
always, diba?
Yes.
And then you learn things along the way, and you're like, oh, I want this.
It's good to have Carla around during those times that we have to.
Yeah, where was Kathy on my wedding? Just kidding.
Oh, nga naman. So Mexico kasi. All right. Wow, grabe. Ang mahal naman ng ano, buko.
Yeah, did this come with stem cell?
Yeah, but you know, I think you really enjoyed it. I saw some pictures. It was really
it was
wonderful, diba?
Yeah, and we're really very happy for you. I mean, really seeing you plan out your wedding. I hope you didn't get stressed.
Oh, actually,
you still managed to be the most beautiful bride.
Thank you. I really, you know, thankfully it's self work. It's self work.
Wow.
I feel like in situations like that, it's a positive thing. It's a wedding. It's not a tragedy like my house burning down. But I feel it's one of those moments where you realize that all of the work that you did with the meditation and the journaling, going to therapy and all the self-care
will
give you a leg up. No? My technique was I had to tell myself I will do everything I can, but on the week off I have to let go. So on the week off, my bridesmaids planned my bachelorette.
Nice.
I didn't pay anything, and then 3 days before the wedding, my maid of honor kicked me out of all the WhatsApp groups for the planning. So I'm off. Literally, I can't do anything.
Nice.
And my operations manager kicked me out of our company Slack. So I also was I didn't have to work.
Nice.
So they lovingly kicked me out, which was nice.
And so you gotta trust your maid of honor.
Yes.
And your maid of honor has to be on the ball. I'm sorry to say this. You can't choose a maid of honor who doesn't have initiative or bridesmaids, because they will be the ones, and for the guy, the best man and the groomsman, they will be the ones that will take care of you.
Nice.
Because they're not professionals, but they love you.
Mm.
And that love will inspire them to make your wedding the best day ever. So that was really the thing for me. And I communicated my boundaries also.
Mm.
I was like, I told my event planner, if there's any problem, literally any problem, don't come to me. Go to the maid of honor. I don't, like, and then he tried, no, it was so funny. I was getting my makeup done and he tried to come to me. And I'm like, no, talk to my maid of honor. I don't want to be making decisions. Because that's what's stressing me out, making decisions on the fly. So
interesting.
Yeah.
That's what you get being Carla Singson.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I think we really had a good conversation today, a lot about entrepreneurship, event, women empowerment, and I just love it how, you know, like, you come into full circle, Carla, saying that you would love to have, you know, like, a simple life, slow paced life by the beach.
Soft girl,
oh my
area.
Gosh. Diba? Like, parang totally different Carla way back, you know, like, 8 years ago.
Carla
and now,
version 3.0.
Yeah.
The softer version.
AI. Softer version. Yeah. And, you know, like, there's no stopping you. I'm sure you still have a lot of things, you know, like, planned out. And, yeah, I would love to have more time with you bonding. And, of course, you know, you'll be here for two more months.
2 more months.
Yeah.
No?
Three.
Yes. Governor,
wow.
Pakala, no?
So many.
Hi, grabe. Ang dami mga pwedeng pag-usapan.
Maybe I'll be back in the podcast.
Maybe.
We love having you around. I mean, we're almost 1 hour into this conversation.
Wow, sabi ko sa'yo, pwede 20 minutes lang. Umabot na pala ng 1 hour.
Oh, with Carla, it will never be 20 minutes for sure. Diba? Just the other
day, just have to
cut she
it.
Had a meeting with one
right?
of our friends and they spoke for what, 5 hours?
Yeah.
Neil.
And then there was an earthquake in the
OMG.
So I don't think 20 minutes would be enough for Carla.
Yeah.
We'll just
and
do
we
some edits.
And we didn't see each other for such a long time.
Right.
So this is like wholesale chica.
Right. Yeah, before we let you go for this podcast, any platform that you want to advertise or at least to share with our audience
and
so that they
can
follow
you.
Yes, absolutely. So follow my crazy adventures on Facebook. Just look for Carla Singson, Carla with a K, Singson, and I post there almost every day.
Mm.
I also talk to a lot of my followers. Sometimes I also ask for what kind of content you want or what answers you want. And follow me. I also have a podcast called None of Your Business. It's on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. It's a podcast for entrepreneurs, but we don't talk about business. So we talk about other fun stuff. So just like Val and Kathy, you know, I'm a big proponent of intentional living.
Mm.
I call it lifestyle by design, but it's exactly the same thing. No? So if you love their mission, you also love my mission. And we all love to share with you everything we know so that we can all live intentional lives.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for being with us, Carla.
You're
gonna be our first episode for our third season.
Fourth
season. 38 episodes. So thank you.
So it's a wrap. To my entrepreneur friends, I hope that you found this episode interesting and enjoyable. I know I did. Big thanks to our sponsor, Proximity Outsourcing, for making this possible. If you need to outsource anything in your business so you can scale fast and easy, visit proximityoutsourcing.com and check out their solutions. If there's any topic that you want to request, feel free to reach out. I only have 2 conditions. You tell me why you find it interesting, and you promise it's not business talk. Find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube, and leave us a comment or review because you're cool like that. This is your host, Carla, and thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for your interest in fun stories. Now we can get back to business. See you next week. And remember, everything here is none of your business.